I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. OMFG! Hi, Emily.
Hey, Deanna.
We are here at OMFG.
Welcome to the show today. This is very
so
exciting.
Happy to be here.
What have you been up to?
I've had a great week. But I did have sort of a kablooey situation as of last night into this morning.
Uh-oh.
Where my phone dropped and cracked.
Ugh, nothing is worse. Oh, I see it.
It looks terrible.
It's terrible.
And my computer, which is actually at this particular moment, I don't know if it knows it's on the air, but it's acting right.
Okay.
But the trackpad has gone crazy.
Nope.
And so it just like makes its own folders.
Nope.
And opens up applications. It's really just living its own life right now.
That's not okay.
So I have to get it. I went to the Genius Bar yesterday and I have to get my computer sent out. And they said it would be for like 4 or 5 days.
I don't understand. That's a long time.
I can't breathe. I can't. And so I got that information, then got home and proceeded to throw my phone on the ground while I was trying to get mail and crack that. So now I feel, because I just wanted to back this computer up fully before I handed it off.
Of course, makes sense. That's smart. Very, very like wise.
Because I've gone down that road before and it's a nightmare, and like pictures of your mom who's no longer alive might be on the computer and you might not have those anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? It gets real.
Yeah.
It gets really, really real. So I am backing it up
weekend.
Yes. But then I have to hand it off, and it's going to be gone for 4 or 5 days. And my phone is hanging on by a thread, and I was not interested in getting a new phone because I was interested in getting the watch.
Oh, right.
So the watch has to go, off to the back burner, and the phone will, I'm going to get me a 6 Plus. I'm going to get me a real nice 6 Plus.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. You deserve it at this point after all this trouble.
But it's amazing how scary that feeling is. Like, I'm going to go through some days
of just utter aloneness. Well,
being with thoughts.
You've always got me.
Thank you.
I'm here. So today on the show,
yes,
we have Jada Iman Benjamin. She is a Disney superstar.
Yes.
And I actually kind of want to know how she would feel being without her phone or computer for a few days.
Great question. I mean, she probably would do worse than me, I'm hoping, because she's only 20.
Oof.
And she has not lived without – we know we can go forward and we can, live without them, even though right now it doesn't feel like I can. But I can. I have.
It sounds painful, but no, you're right. We lived a long time without them.
Right.
So we can do it.
Can do it. The other thing I do want to ask her.
Yeah.
There's an app out there called Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
That my brother-in-law has been talking about. And I keep telling him, don't tell me what it is. Don't tell me what it is. Because I wanted to ask our next guest.
I, too, learned about Periscope from your brother-in-law and have not seen it yet.
Okay.
So this is good.
Okay. So you know it?
I've heard of it.
But you have yet to see the app.
I haven't seen it in action.
But you know what it does?
I do think I know a little bit more.
Okay, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask our guest.
Okay. I think if it works out, we should try and use it today.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, great.
Let's bring her in. OMFG! All right. Jada, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course. Sorry, I'm trying to adjust these on my head.
We have a lovely, youthful.
Very youthful.
Mm-hmm. Very adorable. Jada Iman Benjamin with us today.
Yes. How are you guys?
We're so good.
It's so nice to be here.
Oh, you're cute as a little button.
Thank you.
So, Janet, you come from the world of Disney. Is that fair to say?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Tell me more.
I am a guest star on the Disney Channel on, like, a couple of shows, which means I pop in episodes, pop out. I'm not on every episode, but I'm on a few. And I'm also a Disney Channel movie surfer, which the movie surfers, they go behind the scenes of the latest Disney movies. God. And, like, we interviewed, like, the stars, like, hi, this is Movie Surfer Jade. I'm here with Angelina Jolie. Da-da-da-da-da.
Were you with Angelina Jolie?
No. No, but okay, I was actually supposed to, for the new movie, Maleficent? The surfers were going to do that, but then they canceled the trip. But we were going to do that.
Ooh.
But yes, we go everywhere. Some of us have been to London.
How many surfers are there?
I think it's 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's 8. But they just 2 old ones just came back.
Surfers?
Yeah, they went away to college and stuff. And then, like, they came back to L.A. and they're still surfers because they still look so young. So, yeah, that's really cool. And they've done, like, everything. They've done a lot of stuff, those surfers, because they've been doing it much longer, obviously, before they went to college. So,
well, we have to ask, how old?
How old?
Is an old surfer.
Oh, not too old. Probably just like 24, 25.
So old. So old. Like a crusty old surfer with like a lot of seaweed in their hair came back.
Yeah, yeah. Like they decide, these are surfers who maybe took a break and they go finish school and then they come back. So they're not like old.
Crusty.
Not that that's old, but.
Crusty is what you're saying. Pretty crusty and. Beaten down by sun and sunspots over the place, those kind of surfers. Well, that's fantastic. Emily and I have a couple burning questions for you.
Poor Deanna dropped her phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Shattered.
She's working with.
And her computer also is on the fritz. So just to get this fixed, she's going to be out of commission for, 4 days.
Right.
Computer is going away. They told me it has to go away.
Oh, my gosh.
Phone, I just don't really want to buy a new phone right now.
Right.
I will, but I won't in the next couple of days.
Right.
You know, I'll probably do it later in the week just because of scheduling. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have, a bad phone, and it's acting up in a big way since I've dropped it.
Yeah.
And this guy's going to go away for about 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Have you ever had a situation where you were without your devices for 5 days?
Yes. Actually, just recently I cracked my phone and I had to order a new one. I dropped this phone, this iPhone 6 that's supposed to be so durable. I dropped it and not even hard or anything, and it shattered. It cracked. And I was without a phone for 3 days because I had to send it away to get the new one.
How did you do?
I don't know how I did.
Did you survive it? I
mean, barely. You know what? It's easy for me because I have my mom. So anything I really need to do on a phone, I could do on her phone.
Right.
But as far as being out by myself, you know what? Oddly, it was actually kind of refreshing. You know what? Because I will think, oh my God, it's going to be devastating. But then once the phone gets back, I'm like, huh, that wasn't so bad. Okay. Actually, I kind of liked it.
What did you like about it?
I think just not, it's like a part, I feel like it's so much a part of us to just automatically go like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even down to what icon we click on. I know Instagram's there. I'm going to click on that. It's just a part of me to click on that. So it's to not have that there, it made me realize how much I don't really need or maybe how unimportant it is. You know what I mean?
That's really this is
beautiful.
Huge.
That's really
so I was
beautiful.
Just okay. It kind of just changed my perspective on it in general. So when I finally got my phone back, I was just kind of careless. I look at it, but not like that.
You got some distance from
it. Yeah, exactly.
When you didn't have it, did you find yourself thinking, sitting with your thoughts a little bit more?
Yeah. And wondering what's going on that side. I wonder what's going on. But yeah, it forces you to deal with yourself. It forces you to.
Which is so terrifying.
I know.
It really is terrifying because we use our phone. Our phone is such a distraction. Even in everyday life, even just walking, if you're walking and you're in your phone, you could miss out on so much stuff happening. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it forces you to, deal with yourself. You become a lot more aware of everything. I didn't realize that was there.
Leaves are green and trees are brown.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
go through those things.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my gosh. You have just brought us some beautiful perspective today. bring us back to ourselves. We are all addicts. It's really true.
Yeah, we really are. It's crazy.
Escapism.
But you know what? I sometimes even like to go on a walk without my phone And it's very therapeutic.
Yes.
And, like, I won't even, like, search for it. Like, I don't even mind not having my phone if I go on a walk. You know what I mean? Or if I, like, leave it behind to charge and I just, like, leave to go run an errand and I come back. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is cool. You know, sometimes it's nice to just be away.
Be free.
From mm-hmm. the phone.
The saddest thing is when you're away for your phone, from your phone for a little bit and you're like, ugh, what must be going on that phone right now? When I get back to it, I'm going to have no less than 20 notifications.
I know.
I have voicemails. I'm going to have messages. And you get back and you don't have anything.
There.
That's a real tough blow.
Oh, my gosh. Or another one is if I'm on, like, a long flight and I land and I turn my phone on and there's nothing, I'm like, no one cares.
I'm usually like, okay, it's going to kick in a few.
Isn't nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. Or, like, I remember I came back from a trip. I went overseas and I got back and, like, my phone had nothing new. I was
nothing
just like,
doing.
What? I was gone for, like, 6 days. No one wanted to check on me besides my mom.
Well, that's a good one, though.
Yeah,
good text from mom. Checking in.
Okay.
So have you heard of an app that may or may not be on your phone called Periscope?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Okay, good. That's fine. We're going to learn together.
Okay.
Because I've been told about this app. Emily has been told about the app.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening right now.
Really?
But she looks scared. She's like, oh, my God.
What's happening? I'm interested. She's like,
you guys
here?
Got me just with the name. Yeah. I want to know more.
I was calling it Perioscope. It's Periscope.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to, at a break, download it,
okay.
And then together it'll be a learnable moment, a
cool.
teachable moment. And
teachable.
We'll figure it out together.
And I'm just going to say what I think it is now because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I think it's like a webcam kind of situation where someone can, like, tune in to, like, it'll just start filming and it'll film this experience and people can watch it like a minute.
That's actually
Whoa.
Terrifying.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
But I think it alerts people when you activate yours. It'll send out, like, a tweet being like, check out my Periscope. I'm making this up, you guys. I don't really know.
This sounds like something.
And then people will tune into your channel and watch whatever it is you're doing.
Interesting.
Wow.
And are you trying to act like you're not? Are we all acting natural and not acting for the camera?
I think we want the people to watch whatever it is we're doing.
And it's supposed to be like kind of a window into our moment?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow, that's crazy.
So we'll try it.
Yeah,
after
that
our
sounds
break.
Cool.
See
Are
if we
you,
get any people watching our
Do you think
weird
we
channel.
Could, on our commercial break, round up some followers?
I think so.
Great. Do you have any lingo to teach us?
Hmm.
Do you have anything that's been going on that we should know about?
Okay, what's some current lingo? Bae. Everyone's saying bae.
Right.
AF means as F. So people will like nowadays, like if it's a cute picture of a girl, they'll be like bae AF, which means bae as F.
You know, F being
F,
the bad
F
word.
F the bad word. Yeah, people do that. Yeah.
Bae as F.
Yeah, so if it's a nice picture of like a model, they'll be like bae as F. AF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's new. Yeah, bae is like blowing up. Everyone's using bae.
Right.
That's bae, yada, yada, yada. Let me see what else.
I would not know if I saw bae AF.
I know.
Yeah. I knew the bae. We knew the bae. We've learned
right.
the bae.
Right.
Bae AF. I wouldn't have known what that AF stood for.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Thank you.
Are you welcome? Yeah. People are doing that now.
Have you been bae AF for anybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought you were asking if I post anything saying that. I don't really like.
And boys can be bae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that over like nice pictures of boys, like bae AF.
Is there any bae AFs in your life?
I'm kind of just here.
You're just
here.
Yeah.
Just here.
I'm just enjoying life.
Yeah. You don't need any bae AF.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
You're young. You'll have lots of bae
so
AF.
Much. There's so much time for that. Like, it really is so much.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so, good you have that perspective.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
good. We're going to take a little break.
Okay.
We're going to download ourselves an app.
Yeah, let's do it.
Periscope. Nope.
Periscope.
Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back.
OMFG!
Hey there, this is Emily, and I'm a huge fan of snacking. Graze.com wants to show you the tasty side of healthy snacking, and you can try for yourself for free using code OMFG. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your work or home. All snacks come in perfectly portioned packs, great for on the go and treating yourself without overdoing it. From pure fruit and nut mixes to aromatic broths and cookie dippers, their vast variety of over 100 unique snack creations means there's always something new and different to try. Here are a couple. Punchy protein nuts with a chili lime twist and 7 grams of protein. Campfire s'mores, a lighter take on the fireside snack made with chocolate and salted almond buttons, vanilla cookie drops, and mini marshmallows for only 130 calories. When you sign up, browse and rate all of the snacks to help them handpick a personalized box to your taste preferences. Each snack is approved by their in-house nutritionist and contains no GMOs, artificial flavors, or trans fat, so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Go to graze.com, that's graze.com, now to get a free trial box that includes 4 of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Use special code OMFG. That's graze.com, code OMFG for your free box.
OMFG!
Okay.
Welcome back. We're here with Jada Iman Benjamin.
Hello.
Hi. We are in our tech...
savviness.
In our tech savviness, it's still downloading and it's going to take a second. So
Periscope is going to take
Periscope. So while we're getting that situated, I have a question for you. So I saw that you have been growing your dreads for how long?
Since I was 5.
Oh my God. Is this, are these from 5 years old that's on your head
right
now?
And I've cut them a lot, so they surely should be longer.
Wow.
But I've cut them a lot. Like, I've trimmed them and stuff.
And you love them and you're like, I never want to...
Yeah, I do. I do love them. Maybe I'll cut them like when I'm 22 or something.
Oh, it's going to be so hard. Since you're 5, that's like.
I know, right? It's like a part of me. But I'm like curious.
Right, to see what else you've got
going
on.
Exactly.
They look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we were wondering how you felt about the – we have a little clip here of the Juliana Ranzig-Zendaya situation. Mm-hmm. Did you have feelings?
I felt strange. You know, I think that – I think that Juliana was just – she was just trying to be funny.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And she just maybe hit the wrong spot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know?
It's well, just... you know what? Let's play it. Let's hear it out loud because
right.
some people might not have heard it. And then we'll...
I love Zendaya's style and I love when she has the little hair. She just had it. I think this, she's such a tiny frame that this hair to me overwhelms her. Like, I feel like she smells like patchouli oil. Or weed. Yeah, maybe weed.
Okay. So, hearing it again.
Yeah. I think she should have just kept it at the overwhelm part. Because I could understand that, like how she could think that. Because they're very thick. Zendaya is tiny.
Right.
So I could get that. But, like, she shouldn't have said all that. Because Zendaya is a kid, like, you know.
Right.
I mean, legally, I think she's an adult. I think she's 18. But still, like, you're a grown woman. Like, don't, you know, I can see if
Absolutely.
it's another, like, woman around her age, then yeah. But, like, this is a kind of a child. Compared to Juliana, so it's like, I don't think that she should have said that.
Has anyone ever said weird things to you about your dreads that have been annoying?
You know what? Not really. I haven't really gotten too many things. You know, for the most part, people, like, love my hair. They just, like, will ask a lot of questions, like, oh, how often do you wash your hair? Or, like, how do you wash it? Is it hard? Do you just not wash it? I'm just like, no, I wash it, like, all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like normal hair, really. You know, it's not really much maintenance. It's just just wash it, like how you wash your hair and let it dry and that's it.
Right.
But people tend to think it's like this hard strategic thing you have to do to wash it or something.
So you've noticed like a curiosity from people.
Yeah, curiosity. Yeah, but no one's ever really like came at me and like been like, you know, insulted me over it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, I think her response was really eloquent.
Yeah.
You know, when she just sort of was like, you know what? It's, I think the
Zendaya's.
Yeah. Well, both of yours. But Zendaya, I think she just felt like it was an ignorant comment.
Yeah, it was very ignorant.
The weed part, I think, is what took it.
That's what Juliana thinks dreadlocks represent.
Right.
That's really the thing that isn't cool. Because all sorts of people have dreadlocks, not just, you know, the sort of, because actually, really, the real dreadlocks are those people who, you know, are into the weed, they're Rastafaris, and like they have the real dreadlocks that, like, you know, they're really not supposed to be maintained. They're really supposed to just be unmaintained, and like you're supposed to just let them be. Mine's are really kind of technically the wrong kind, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's bad enough she's picking fun, but then picking fun at like the real way they really are supposed to be. You know what right. I mean? And Zendaya's looked, you know, beautiful. Maintained and beautiful.
Yeah.
So she shouldn't have said that. They didn't look like bad. No. So, you know, but, you know, Julianne's apology was really, really nice. You know, after I read it, I was like, okay, what? You know, she doesn't seem like a mean woman.
No.
I think she was just talking.
Right.
But and they,
They've lost Joan Rivers, so I think she probably was like, I've never heard her say anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's stuff that Joan.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you're used to hearing Joan say stuff off the wall, and you're just like.
And making inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah. And people will be like, ooh, like, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. Juliana was just like, okay, that's not even your lane.
I know. Right? She went into the wrong lane.
Right,
and
right.
it just fell apart.
I bet it felt wrong coming out of her mouth, too, at the time.
Yeah, she was like, ah, oncoming traffic.
Right,
she's
right.
She's like, I'm in a minivan all of a sudden.
Right,
get me out of here.
Right. That's funny.
Cool.
All right, cool. So we've got Periscope.
Uh-oh. Do we?
We do.
Do we, though?
Really? I'm going to try to get it. I'm going to enable this camera.
God help us. This is what happens when hosts of OMFG tried to activate an app. In real time, people.
We're
talking about in real time.
We're learning.
Real dicey. All right.
Okay.
How we doing?
It's a struggle.
They're like,
the struggle is real.
Speaking of which, the term we were just going over some basic terms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do us a big favor?
This is a
and
good one.
Thirsty. Could you define it and put it in a sentence, please?
Okay. So, you know, there's obviously, like, the thirsty, if you're literally thirsty.
Yes, that one
we have. But, like, thirsty, the other way basically means, like, has ever been a guy who, like, is texting you a lot and you're not into him, you just wish he would back off?
Story
just, oh,
of my life.
He is so thirsty. Like, oh, my God. How do you feel when you want something to drink? You're like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when people act like that.
So like, it's like needy.
So yeah, thirsty. You acting needy. Like, you're being really thirsty. You're turning me off because you're being thirsty. Like,
cool
if you would just
out.
Chill and act like, you know, whatever, I would be so attracted to you. But you're being thirsty, so I don't want you. You're acting
I love
needy.
It. You
so
killed, good. You knocked it out of the park. That is perfection.
Yes, this world is full of thirsty
thirst.
People. The thirst
just so
is
much
real.
Thirst.
I know.
Everyone needs to quench it.
Yeah, exactly. Thirsty for attention. Thirsty, just thirsty. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Okay, I'm starting our broadcast right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm scared, guys. I feel scared inside.
I know.
We are live right now.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I feel nervous.
Oh, my gosh. We have two people watching.
Okay, but don't be so. Hi.
Oh my
God.
How
are you? Why would they be watching? Who
I know,
are they?
Who are
How
they?
Do they know?
What are you guys doing?
There's
this
nothing to see here, people.
This is off the OMFG Pod Twitter. So this is fans.
Okay, great.
Of
that feels
the
good.
The podcast.
Okay.
And we've got mom. We're filming each other now. Oh my gosh, people are talking to us.
What are they saying?
Now I'm just going to flip it on myself.
I'm so sorry you have to be looking at my cracked screen.
They said loving this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys, you're a hit.
Are we thirsty right now? Are we thirsty for Periscope?
This is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Emily, please give me some distance.
I'm going to get, oh, everybody's in. Okay, this is great. So
that's cool.
We'll just leave this going for a little bit and we'll check in.
Here, let me see. I didn't get to see because I was so nervous. I don't see anything. I mean, I'm looking
at
our lovely.
We've got the three people. They sent us messages.
Three. Swipe down
oh, that's
to
so
double
cool.
tap.
Okay.
They said, loving this.
Oh my God. Chris, Hale, Monica, Ellen, KB, what's up? Are you Bay AF?
I guess so.
I mean, they don't talk to us, though, do they?
Can I talk to them?
Yeah.
I'll talk to them. Okay, I'm going to try. No, I can't talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I can.
Can you open it?
Feels scary.
No, I can't.
I don't know what this world is. We've just, okay. It's a smart app, though.
Yeah,
that's
smart. Really cool.
You can bring that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the voyeurism
right.
is gone to a new level.
Yeah, it really has.
Whew. Heavy stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
They can hear us, too.
They can.
Oh, they can
they
hear
can
us.
Hear us. So
thank you.
Yeah. Engineer Sam just made our lives brighter by telling us that they can hear us, so they know how much we are struggling right now with this app. So thank you, everyone, our three fans who are here with us.
God bless you.
For being in the struggle with us.
Yeah. Yes.
God bless you for being so thirsty and ready and available to hop on this app. Really appreciate that.
All right. So this is OMFG Live.
Yeah. Don't be up in my computer because they'll see stuff. I mean, I don't know what's in there. Oh my God. We just got a Twitter from them.
This is great.
Loving OMFG on Periscope right now. Let's all struggle together. Yay.
That is so cute.
Thank you, Carissa. That is amazing. Oh my God. I love it. Oh my God, I love it.
Well, if anyone has a question here,
yeah, I mean,
for
right?
Jada, Iman Benjamin, you can ask us, yes. And we will have an answer.
Did they
this
see
is so cool.
her beautifulness?
I mean, how
Carissa, can you see her? Now we're just straight up talking to people like Carissa. Hey, Carissa, can you see her or what? Isn't she pretty? Look at her mom. Isn't her mom beautiful?
I mean, the apple did not fall far.
No, cute and cuter over here.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe Chris is done with us at school. I get it. Do you have any role models who you're like, oh, I want to kind of emulate that career?
Yeah, I have many. I really, really love Angelina Jolie. I love Kerry Washington.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially because recently I heard a really, really good story about her on set. This guy, he worked with her on one of the episodes of Scandal. And he just said that, oh, you know, she was so sweet and nice, yada, yada, yada. Her aura was just so, you know, peaceful. And I'm just like, that's really cool. Like, you know, you hear stories about certain celebrities, how they're mean and stuff like that on
yeah.
set. And it's just like, it's nice to hear that some are nice. You know, I feel like it makes me wonder, it must be really something wrong with some people. Like, they must be really sad with themselves to feel like they have to be mean
Absolutely.
To everybody. But it was cool to hear that, like, you know, one of my favorite actresses is, like, really, really sweet.
Oh, she,
you know?
I'm sure she's so
yeah.
talented
I know.
And gorgeous. It's crazy.
I know. And
it
I'm, like, crazy. In love with Scandal. Do you guys watch Scandal?
I don't.
I've watched and then I stopped, but I know I need to get back in.
Oh, my
in.
God. It's so crazy. It's
yeah.
getting crazy now.
Oh, man. I yeah. love the premise. And I know, like, when the next time I have, like, a binge watch, it's definitely
yeah.
going to be that.
Yeah.
So.
I really love Taraji P. Henson. I love mm-hmm. her on Empire.
Yeah.
I love Empire. Who else? I really, really do love Zendaya. I love Zendaya. I love how she takes risk with fashion. I love how she isn't afraid to have short hair and then flip it and, you know, switch it up and whatever.
And what does she do exactly?
What do you mean?
What is she?
Oh, she used to be on this show called Shake It Up.
Okay.
With Bella Thorne. And then I think they maybe, like, took a little break. She focused on music and now she's on her own show called Casey Undercover. And it's her show.
Okay.
So that's what she's doing now. And then I got to go to the premiere party for that. It was really, really cool.
Awesome.
So
something yeah. you'll find out when you do listen to this episode is in our intro, Emily, we talk about the things we don't know.
Right.
And Zendaya is one of them, and Emily called her.
Zendaya. Because I didn't know. I just read her
name. Right, right,
we just didn't
right.
know what she was
yeah.
or what she did.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I like her. I think she's gorgeous, and I love the way she dressed. And I love her, you know, her acting is really cute. So
like that, Juliana
she's cool.
Ramsing.
And I like her red carpet style.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have some charity stuff going on mm-hmm. in your world. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Because I think it's so amazing.
Yes, yes.
Have you been doing it for a while?
I've been speaking to little girls at the Boys and Girls Club in East LA. Well, it's going to be at a bunch of locations, but the past two events were there. And basically just talking to them about self-esteem mm-hmm. and, you know, what it takes to be in the industry and, like...
What does it take?
Yeah, tell us about
yeah,
self-esteem.
You know what? And that's what the whole thing is really about, just, like, self-esteem, loving yourself, knowing yourself, you know, because I feel like once, you know, you have that unlocked, there's really nothing that can stop you. Like, you know what I mean? If you feel good about yourself... Like, no one can really, like, stray you from that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's really about. Like, I feel like that's so important, especially for these little girls who have, like, a hard life, like, at home.
Yes.
And they maybe use, like, entertainment to escape or something,
mm-hmm.
and they have no other, like, mechanism to get away from it. It's so important to, like, you know, let them know, hey, it's all right. This is just temporary. You know, you'll be fine. Just, you know, learn how to love yourself and stuff. Because once you have that, you can do anything. Because I know that's what has helped me. Because the industry is hard. It's very hard.
Yeah.
And it's not something that, you know, it isn't for everyone. You really do have to be, you have to have a strong backbone. You have to know how to take rejection and like understand it's not personal. Sometimes they just, you know, sometimes it really is just about a look. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's very, very, if you're not strong on the inside, I feel like it can really beat you up. It can really completely, like, you'll be done. You know shattered. What I mean? Yeah. On the inside, you'll be shattered, you know? So, and I feel like a lot of the times some people are really, really like sad on the inside and they do get success and you could see how they really, really are just sad people.
Are you talking about Mariah Carey?
I'm talking about people that like, you know, are really like into drugs. I'm not talking about a specific person, but just when you hear about celebrities who are really like, you wonder, gosh, what's wrong with them? Like, I feel like it's because maybe on the inside they didn't really. I feel like you have to do work on yourself, and I feel like once you do work on yourself, you just exude. A good, healthy aura, and like you could just tell.
And did these kids kind of talk to you and
tell you where they're at? Yeah, we talk to them about boys. We talk to them mostly. They always want to know about the industry. And the first event I kind of did talking to them was with Grace Geely from Empire. She's one of the mains on Empire, so that was really cool. And it was interesting to like hear her tell her story and stuff, and how she explained how it's really just about. You know, don't be like, oh, when I get to this point, I'll be happy. Ooh. You have to learn how to be happy, like, now and balanced now. So it was interesting. Like, it was cool. Like, I really loved her mentality. And it's these kids, like, for them to hear that and to be young, like, kids hear things when they're young. It carries on with them. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really especially important to me to talk to them and, like, let them know, hey, just try to change their mind a little bit if they've been corrupted. Or like, no, please don't think that. You're gorgeous, yada, yada. You know, like, I really don't. I hate the feeling because I know I can relate to being in a dark place and like, okay, how am I have to change my mindset to get out of
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
So, that's another reason why I really, really do love Disney and why I kind of do want to stay within Disney because I love kids. Like, I love them. And I just love their energy.
It's a positive influence.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's definitely nice to have something on television that's, like, positive and a safe place for people to go.
Right. And just to see them get so excited, like, it's really, really cute. It does something to me where I'm just like, oh, my God, I really love them. They're so cute.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
That's so cool. And it's so cool that you know all of that at 20.
Yeah.
You know, that's absolutely. Really like a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is I've never heard of saving our daughters. Mm-hmm. Daughters. I'm always so Long Island when I say that word. Saving our
daughters.
Foundation. Daughters.
Yeah. Tag team. That's the foundation that I do all of this stuff.
Oh, okay. It's the over the big and then the Boys and Girls Club is kind of underneath that.
Yeah.
Saving our daughters.
That's where we hold the events to talk to them. But it's going to be more at different places, but that's where they've been so far. So
cool.
Very cool.
We read that you rescued a dog.
Yes, my dog, Bibi. And we were driving down the street, and I saw this little white dog with black spots running all in the street, all on the sidewalk. And I was just like, oh, my God, that dog is just out. Oh, no. I have to get her. She's going to get hit. So I jumped out, and like I'm chasing her, like, trying to grab her. And she's, like, giving me a run. Like, she's just running all over the place. And then she finally gets
she's
up.
She's like, stop being thirsty, girl.
I know, right? I know. And that's how she even acts to this. She's so, like, she's so funny. She acts all, like she's too good or something. Sometimes it's so cute. But I'm running towards her. Like, I'm trying to grab this little dog. And then she finally gives up and just rolls on her back. And she's just like, like, in her little belly. So I just start rubbing her belly and I pick her up. And I'm just like, what are you doing, you shrimp? What are you doing running around here? And we put her in a car. And as soon as, like, the first 30 minutes of having her, I'm like, okay, we got to go to PetSmart. So we went there. And I'm like, this is my dog. This is my dog, okay? So we get this stuff on PetSmart, and then I'm like, okay, well, the dog has to belong to someone around where we live. So we'll just take care of her until they finally, you know, realize, hey, that's our dog. So then we had her for a few days. We got her all pink, everything. She was just living with us. And then as I was walking her, her owners was like, Bibi, Bibi. Oh, and I was just like, oh my God, gosh. No, this is the moment where we lose Bibi. But like, I mean, I know how that feels. Like, I would never want to keep a dog away from someone. You know, it's their dog. So I was just like, yeah, we found her. She was running around the street. They were like, yeah, she ran away.
Did you feel like they were good owners?
They were good. They were nice. Yeah. They were like, they're like, okay, well, we see you got her all pink everything, so you can just keep her. I was just like, what? And then they were like, do you have, she has a sister, do you want another one? I was like, oh, no.
I have just a lot of questions for these people.
That's not okay.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, we see, you know, you got her some stuff and, you know, she seems really happy, so you can keep her. So I was just like, okay, thank you so much. They were really nice. And they were like, oh, bring her. Yeah, they were super nice. They were like, oh, bring her by to visit her, her family, yada, yada, yada.
This doesn't make sense. Bring her people by. Don't do that.
No. Yeah.
No, people aren't just like, oh, you got her something pink? Keep our dog. They were not looking hard for her. You just happened upon them.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe they just have a lot of dogs.
They have too many dogs.
Yeah, they have too many dogs.
Way
and they
too
were
many
trying
dogs.
To maybe
move them.
Yeah.
Move them.
But they didn't want any money for them or anything. They were just like, hey, you guys can keep her, you know, but bring her by. They wanted us to bring her by to visit her you know, her doggy
friends.
Did
you do that?
We haven't gotten around to
it.
No.
It's okay.
Once we moved from Koreatown, we didn't really
you
go
were
back
out of there.
I got it.
Okay, guys. We just got another tweet.
Okay.
From Monica L. OMFG Pod, you're on Periscope. Didn't want spoilers for the next episode, so had to log off.
Aww.
So she loves our podcast.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be spoiled so she can listen to it when it comes out.
Oh,
that feels
so cute.
Good. Wow. I love this app. And we got another one from Owen. Oh my God. Another one with the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He's just replete. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Everyone calm down. I need to calm down. I need to calm down. I'm sweating. All right. Let's calm down. Did we do it?
I think we did it.
You were awesome.
Thank you.
What a delight.
Yes, it was fun talking to you.
You are so cute.
Thank you.
So let's just rattle off some basic information.
Okay.
So what shows are you on and where can people find you?
Liv and Maddie and Austin and Allie, and I'm also a Disney Channel movie surfer. And people can find, what do you mean, like Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. People can find me at Jaida Iman Benjamin on Instagram, JAIDAIMAN Benjamin. And then my Twitter is just Jaida Benjamin, but I'm going to change that to Jaida Iman Benjamin. And my Facebook fan page is Jaida Iman Benjamin. So I'm kind of like trying to change everything to Jaida Iman Benjamin because it used to just be Jaida Benjamin. So, yeah. But everything is my name. It's not like any weird username.
Right.
Complicated.
And the Jaida is spelled J-A-I-D-A.
Yes. My mom added the I for zest.
A little zest. A little zest.
A little zest.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we need zest in this life.
Because, you know,
life.
Most Jaidas are just J-A-D-A. She's
Let's
like,
not
you
be
know,
basic.
Add that I because I know this one's going to be a little special.
Yeah, she did. And listen, something we learned on this podcast was the term fleek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emily, do you feel confident saying that Jaida's eyebrows are on fleek?
I feel super confident saying
you.
That. Yeah.
I mean, those, if I've ever seen, like, I don't know that I've seen fleek before this moment.
Right. Oh, thank you. I work really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do them myself.
And do you think to yourself, fleek?
Yeah.
You say they're on fleek?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, eyebrows on fleek?
Yeah.
I can't say that at the next part.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Oh my God, that girl is so funny.
Teachers
like,
Mahoney.
She started an entire empire off fleek.
We love her. Really? Is she doing more?
I don't know what
but
she's doing.
She gave it to us.
Yeah,
we didn't
she did.
Know fleek, and then we knew.
She
fleek.
Is so funny.
We have like, this bitch.
Just the fact that she's in the
finna
car.
Get crunk.
Right. Like, she's in the car and she's like, we in this beach, finna get crunk. Like, you're in the car. What do you mean? It's just funny. That movie is really funny.
And that's it.
Yes.
And we'll see you
soon. It was so nice talking with you guys.
Thank
I had fun.
You.
I could sit here all day. Yep.
Well, we got to go because the sound guy has to leave.
I want a podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. OMFG. I mean, I feel like I learned just I want her to come and give me a pep talk every day.
Yeah.
Is that something that I can sign up for?
It might be available through Save Our Daughters. Foundation.
Daughters. I don't even know what you're saying when you say that.
I know. Me neither.
Daughter.
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, there. You know, we have certain guests that are just goddamn delights.
And just, like, so smart.
So smart, positive.
It's one thing to look like you're 13 when you're 20, but another to have, like, the wisdom of an Oprah, like a 40-year-old,
like,
trapped in this.
Get your life or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just, I was blown away by that.
She's really great, fun. you know, we learned a lot. Periscope was a revelation.
A goddamn revelation. That was the most fun thing I think I've done in a while.
That was great. It's scary.
I mean, look, I don't think I could get us online again without Sam's help, but that's okay because we have learned so much about how it works. People can hear us on it. People can tweet at us and tell us things while we're in the middle of our podcast. And we love that.
It is so intimate. Oh, my gosh. It's really scaring me right now. But I like it, but I'm scared.
Well, we are so happy that people tuned in. Please keep tweeting at us. You can find us at OMFGpod.
Yes.
And we're going to try that Periscope again. So feel free to check us out. Maybe we'll get some behind the scenes.
We have to.
Maybe some boobs. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see how we do. Okay. Great, fun episode. So happy. This was great. And we'll be back. Bye. I'm not perfect. So many things I want to
tell you, but I keep it undercover. And we'd love to thank our sponsor, Graze.com, the snack service that wants to show you the tasty side of healthy snacking. Graze.com delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your work or home, perfectly portioned and ready for on-the-go snacking. Each snack is approved by their in-house nutritionist and contains no GMOs, artificial flavors, or trans fat, so you can feel really good about what you're putting in your mouth. Choose from over 100 unique snack creations and rate all the snacks when you sign up to help them handpick a personalized box of snacks. So go to Graze.com, Graze.com now to get a free trial box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Use my special code, OMFG. That's Graze.com and code OMFG for your free box. Enjoy.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.